we made some smaller images of the Buddha. For those people who have not yet received one, then after the teaching event, then please ask and maybe we can, sort of right after, they can be made available and people can come and receive them. I had them made at the same time that we were doing the first image. So the first. So they're not quite like this, but they're they were more like how it was going to be before. But it was it's still a beautiful image, and. Originally, I had it was a different artist, and having it done in fiber, but I had them the sculptor give a whole bunch of the stone that had been cut off, and then they used it to sort of grind it down, make it fine, mix it with resin. So that it looked like a stone image, and it didn't look good. Couldn't get the kind of refinement of detail on a small image. So like on a big image with stone, and you can get a refinement of detail. But once you get it down to about this size, then you can't get the same sort of refinement of detail. So in the end, it's a fiber. That is the color of the stone. So, that's a beautiful image, and that was the intention, was to have a small image to give to people on the when we got this and when we installed it, we'll be able to be passing it out to people so that they have a Buddha image in your homes and shrine. And I think making a shrine is an important piece of the just having a place it's sort of a sacred space, even if it's because our house, say our homes, can turn into like all of our worldly activities takes over everything. Every corner of the of our existence gets sort of pushed away and are pushed into that. So then, like carving out a space that is a sacred space, and you have a Buddha image, you have different objects that are helping one to recollect what is a refuge. And that's a